recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine.
Welcome to the Home-Based Business Radio Spot. We're Team Spirit, and we're the key to your future. We invite you to take a moment and turn the key. First, listen in the next 10 minutes to the wisdom of world-renowned author and entrepreneur Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the Business of the 21st Century, who endorses our industry and promotes our business philosophy. Then we'll be live to talk more about the subject, so be sure to stay tuned in after the audio clip. We advise you to eliminate all distractions because these next few moments will change your life.
Simple. Today, companies spend millions and billions of dollars advertising. So what network marketing does, instead of spending all of that money on television, radio, print, and the web, they pass that money on to you. So network marketing is very simply the best form of marketing is word of mouth, viral marketing, friends helping friends type of marketing. And so that's where the profits are generated from. Rather than giving it to the big ad agencies or the media companies, you pass it on to yourselves and your friends. That's the concept of network marketing. Network marketing is not so much about selling. It's about building a network of people. It's about building an asset for you and your family. So an important value of network marketing, it's real-world business education. Now, I'm fortunate enough to be invited to many colleges and universities and speak to entrepreneurs. The problem with them is they're not really prepared for the real world. Most of them will still leave school and hope to find a job. The beauty of network marketing, moving from the E and the S side to the right side of the quadrant, first of all, requires a change in mindset. That mindset is exactly opposite of E's and S's. And that's the tough part. Once you see, oh my God, I don't need a steady paycheck, I don't need to work hard for myself, then your mind starts to shift. Then it requires learning new skills. It's not necessarily easy. Some people it's easier than others. But you have to learn to have money and people work for you rather than you work for money and other people. And it's a very different mindset. It means you have to become a leader. It's also called business education. A network marketing business is a great way to get real-world business education. I would listen to the person who shared this audio with you and then go with this person to a meeting. You know, you have to ask, are these people really concerned about me and my welfare? See, corporate America, or most big corporations, are not interested in you. They're interested in making money for their shareholders, not employees. So you have to ask yourself, are the leaders really concerned about me? And in most cases, I think you'll find the answer is yes. You see, in network marketing, your leader cannot be successful unless you're successful, which is completely opposite of corporate America. In corporate America, when I worked for Xerox, if I didn't perform, I was fired. I mean, I came close to being fired for 2 to 3 years. I was always on the bottom. And they would have fired me. But the beauty of network marketing is they want to pull you up. As long as you're willing to show up and go through their training programs, they'll work with you. They won't fire you. They'll give you time to develop and to become the person you are. And then after you're successful, then your job is to assist other people to do the same thing. You cannot be successful unless you help other people. It's a fabulous form of business. It is a humane way of doing business. It's really about meeting people heart to heart, soul to soul, business to business. Let's help each other out. And that's one of the beauties of network marketing. It's real world, but it's people helping people become the best they are. When I came back from Vietnam, again, my poor dad said go back to school. And for some reason, it didn't feel right to me. It wasn't what my gut was telling me to do. So instead, I went to do personal development type of work. And I found personal development is much more fulfilling, much more rewarding, but it means me getting out of my mind. It means me doing my best to become bigger than my situation. See, most people are crushed by the environment, especially in this crisis. They lose their job, they're out of money and all this, and the world crushes them. Personal development means you have to become bigger than your problems. If you're in debt, you have to become bigger than your debt. If you don't become bigger than your debt, you'll never solve the problem. If you're only making, let's say, $50,000 a year, then you have to get bigger than $50,000 a year. And that's what personal development is. In traditional corporations, they always say, well, you should live below your means. You know, be happy to have a job. You know, next year we might give you a 2% pay raise, but only if you do as I tell you. That's not about personal development. That's called personal slavery. You become a slave to the corporation. If that's what you want to do, stay there. Have a good life. It's not my life. I needed to become bigger than my problems. When I started my first business back in 1978, I made a lot of money. It was a nylon and Velcro surfer wallet business, and I was soon a millionaire, but I lost all my money, and I found myself nearly $1 million in debt. And what my rich dad said to me is, congratulations, you just failed. And most successful entrepreneurs will fail 3, 4, 5 times. They'll lose that many businesses. But each time you'll get smarter. So your first job is to figure out how to pay back that $1 million, you know? So I never declared bankruptcy. I just had to get smarter and bigger than $1 million. And that was the best training program I ever had. I had to rebuild my business and pay people back. You see, if I got a job, there's no way I could have paid back $1 million, not making $100,000 a year. There's no way. Taxes would have killed me. So, again, it was personal development. Now that I got bigger than $1 million, that was great. And now it's on to hundreds of millions of dollars. So personal development is simply you getting bigger than your problems. The only problem is you get bigger problems. And today it becomes a challenge of how big my problems are, because then I can solve them. Most people give in to their problems. They get smaller than their problems, and that's when life stops for them. So one of the primary reasons I recommend network marketing, because it's a personal development program. You know, you don't join and hope to become rich next week. If you join a network marketing company, I strongly recommend you say, I'm going to give it a 5-year commitment. I'm going to give it a full shot for at least 5 years. Because whether it's network marketing or baseball or football or whatever it is, quitters never win. And most people, when the going gets tough or the problems seem insurmountable, they quit. And that's why they'll never be successful in life. So network marketing is very much a support group of people who want the best for you. But you have to give your best also. And so that's why I say consider it a 5-year commitment that you'll do your best for 5 years. I can almost assure you that if you do and you give it your best for 5 years, you'll be a completely different human being at the end of the period. Number two is it's scalable. You know, I mean, if you join a network marketing company, you're not stuck to your little hometown. In most cases, you have a worldwide opportunity to spread all over the world your business. It's scalable to as big as you are. If you're small, it'll stay small. If you get big, it'll grow bigger. And number three, the most important thing as far as business skills go is you have to be a great leader. You look at the world today, we lack great leaders. You know, people just want to say what the people want to hear. They'll tell you anything to get elected. So the great thing about network marketing is not only learn great sales skills, you learn great leadership skills. Face it, if you're not a great leader, you won't be successful at anything. So the most important thing that network marketing teaches you about leadership is to be a great leader. You better practice what you preach. You better, you know, be a role model, an example for other people to follow. If you lack courage, people won't follow you. So the great thing about network marketing is you develop your leadership skills, and entrepreneurs are great leaders. You see, there's four basic people in the world. There are people who must be right. They want to have all the right answers, and they know everything. And those people rarely change. People who must be right are some of the most pig-headed, narrow-minded, righteous individuals. But you have to have them as attorneys and accountants, you know. Number two are people who must be comfortable. Their house could be burning down, but they'll sit on the sofa, you know, looking at the TV channels, watching for the next football game. The next three is a person who must be liked. A person who must be liked will probably never be successful in the network marketing business, because if your survival is dependent upon somebody liking you, you'll probably never be anything, because you want to approve and make other people happy. And the fourth person is a person who must win. And I love winning. You know, to me, that's the joy of life, setting big dreams, big goals, and going for it. Even if it may take 2 or 3 years or 4 years to get there, I like the idea of winning. And winners like winners. And that's why the network marketing business is so good for people who love to win. That's who it's for. A great benefit of network marketing is genuine wealth creation. You see, E's and S's, they work hard, but they don't create any assets. You know, if you're self-employed, you may have a business, but it's not really an asset. That's the problem, because if you stop working, the asset dies on you. It doesn't work anymore. So B's and I's, the difference between them is they're creating real assets. For example, my rich dad company is an asset. Whether I work or not, a couple of $1 million a month comes in. It's not a bad business, you know, and for the rest of my life. I love real estate because as long as my tenants are paying me rent, that money keeps coming in. And I like my oil wells very simply because every month I'm selling oil. You know, that's a real asset. So that's the mindset difference between E's and S's, B's and I's. E's and S's work for money. B's and I's build assets, and assets are real wealth. So your network marketing business is a real asset. Your network is your asset. Another word on the difference between wealth and money. Wealth is not measured in money. Like, it's not how rich are you. Wealth is measured in time. For example, if I have $1,000 in savings and my expenses are $1,000 a month, then my wealth is 1 month. If I have $12,000 in savings and my expenses are $1,000 a month, my wealth is measured in 12 months. But by building a business, a network marketing business, that wealth becomes infinite, because if it's really a well-built business, that wealth will come in as long as you live.
The gentleman I'm about to introduce is a legend in our business. He has built a huge organization in the U.S. and Europe and has coached numerous individuals to top positions in his company. He holds a CPA and MBA and is a very successful commercial real estate professional. He has secured a senior executive position in the business, but most importantly, he has a lot of fun leading his organization and helping others. It is my distinct honor to introduce our top producing regional vice president, Mr. Mark Keener.
Well, thank you, Chris. And again, it's a pleasure being in business with you and being a business partner. And also, too, you're an outstanding person who's ascending to leadership ranks within our company. And again, as always, you're a first-class individual, and a pleasure to be in business with you. Also, folks, I want to welcome our listeners again to the lunch hour for those on the East Coast and different time zones across the country. And again, we want to recognize Spirit 1400 for, you know, providing time for their listeners to learn about the value of a home-based business and why it can really, really change your life and create some great things for you. And this week, we want to focus on talking about how valuable and how a home-based business can actually provide a lot of opportunity and help address some of the needs that churches and faith-based organizations have, you know, because there's always ongoing projects that people want to raise capital for, whether it's expanding the sanctuary, building a child care center, a number of worthwhile things. And this particular industry, the business of network marketing, direct sales, home-based business, is ideally suited for these types of endeavors and worthwhile projects. And so what we have for you this afternoon on our show, folks, is actually one of my other business partners who's also someone who was raised up in the church. In fact, she's a licensed evangelist. She's also achieved one of the top positions in our company. And prior to that, she was also a very successful insurance broker. And so she's nobody better suited to explain to you and share with you some of the things that, you know, from her perspective, that she's actually done within our company to impact her church, because her father is a pastor, a doctor, and a well-recognized minister out here in the West Coast. And she'll share with you a little bit more about that. So, Tanya Alexander, are you on?
I absolutely am. Thank you so much, Mr. Keener. I really appreciate the opportunity just to share with the listening audience. And I just want to say this is the day that the Lord has made, so we can rejoice and be glad in it, because he's allowed you, the listening audience, to be in a position where you can hear some information that could potentially be life-changing for you or life-changing for your particular congregation. As Mr. Keener said, I am a PK. My dad has been my pastor all of my life in Northern California here. Beautiful sunny day. But anyway, just to jump right in, you know, the thing that attracted me to network marketing when I first saw it was that you have the ability to create your own time. For me, I saw it as a way for me to buy my time back. The other thing that attracted me was the fact that we have a pretty large size congregation here, and the services that we offer, every single one of them uses. And so it made sense to me, and my dad, who is now 82 years old, saw the vision, jumped on board with me, and we had some immediate success. The thing about it is that every church has a mission, Mr. Keener, as you said a little bit earlier. Every church has a mission, or they have a cause, and we need revenue in order to support that mission. The challenge, though, is that a lot of faith-based organizations, even individuals, they have a fear of network marketing. They view it as a scam, or they have these past experiences that they've had, and they think because they had perhaps a negative experience because, you know, maybe for a variety of reasons, they didn't get the full understanding of the compensation plan, or they didn't believe in the product or the service that they were actually using or providing to others. It could be a variety of reasons, but if you don't give it 100%, you know, you'll never achieve the results that you really want. So going back to that fear, and the Bible doesn't give us a spirit of fear. That's what the Word says. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We've got to elevate our thinking and understand that our traditional forms of fundraising, whether it's selling dinners, whether it's having walk-a-thons or bake sales or having banquets, which is just another fancy word of having, you know, selling dinners, we've got to elevate our mind past that. And the reason for that is because those forms of traditional fundraisers, you generate linear income. You got to trade the time for the work, just like if you were to go to a job. The other thing is that you're selling the dinners or the bake walks, bake sales or whatever you have to the same people who give their tithes and offerings. You're not going outside of your congregation. And when you look at your traditional dinner sales, the amount of time that's spent cleaning the chicken, cleaning the fish, or whatever it is that you're going to do, and then selling that food, it's not even worth it, really, when it all comes down to it. As a matter of fact, I had to preach at an event last night, and at the end of the event, they were selling chicken dinners. You know, it's too late to eat that kind of heavy food. But the point is this: we continue to do the same thing over and over and over, expecting to get a different result when that really isn't going to happen. Not to say that we can't make any money from that, but there's a smarter way to work, and I believe that one of those ways is through network marketing. We do it all the time. We share a good CD with somebody, a revival or a church service that's getting ready to happen. We share that information with our friends, whether we post it on Twitter or Facebook or what have you. All we're doing is taking that concept, and we've been able to put a compensation plan behind it. The other thing that I really, really love, Mr. Kiyosaki said it, it's a personal development course. Where can you go that you can learn more about yourself, learn more about being a better person, about being a servant leader? And that's all network marketing is, especially when you grow a team. You have to serve that team in order to be able to get the results that you're looking for, and everybody wins. It's not a matter of somebody's on the top. And here's this, let me dispel this notion about a pyramid. If you're a member of a church, you have a pastor. That pastor reports to God, obviously, but they may or may not report to a deacon's board, or they have some kind of structure in place. There's their deacon's board, there's a mother's board, there's a trustee board, and then you have your committees and your department head leaders, and then you have the laypersons. It's a structure. A network marketing is no different. You know, you can make as much money as you're willing to work for. And I'm going to close on this. The Bible says in John 3:2, "Beloved, I would above all that you would prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." Somebody has sold us a bill of goods that it's a sin for us to be wealthy, or that it's a sin for us to have a lot of money. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10:19, money answers all things. So money is not evil. The love of it is evil, and we need the money in order to be able to do the type of effective ministry so we can make an impact on the world. I hope I've shared something that makes a little bit of sense, Mr. Keener.
Absolutely. You shared a tremendous amount of information that hopefully will inspire our listeners. And also, too, that, again, given it from your perspective, both being an evangelist as well as being raised up in the church, again, you're a living example of how beneficial this has been to yourself and other churches that have been part of your development and sharing this as well. Just one little question, if I could ask you to comment on, in terms of, for those maybe out there wondering, well, how do I go about getting started. I'm a member of a church. How do I present this to them or whatever? Could you just maybe share briefly how our company was introduced to you and maybe just comment on how people might bring this
okay,
up to
sure.
get it rolling for them? Yeah.
Great question. Initially, a member from our church shared the opportunity with us, and I have to tell you, I'm almost embarrassed at how negative and closed-minded I was about it, because it goes back to that mentality of, you know, having previous experiences, and based upon those previous experiences, I had written network marketing off. I just was not open to it. But just, you know, it's something about God. When there is something for you and he wants to get that message, he would not leave me alone until I looked at the information. I looked at the information. It made sense to me. So what I would say to someone is that if you are in or if you're considering a network marketing company, first of all, it needs to be something that is a good fit for you. You know, if you're not somebody that's really good at pushing a product, that may not be the type of business that you would consider. And so it needs to be a good fit for you. You want to make sure that you understand the compensation plan. And then you want to approach the people that you have a relationship with. Obviously, because my dad was a pastor, I had his listening ear. But you want to present it to the pastor in a way where you can show it how it can meet a specific need. So if you're trying to raise money for, you know, you want to open a women's shelter or whatever the case may be, if this is a way where you could show the pastor, whoever the decision maker is, how this could be beneficial, that would be one of the ways that you would go about it, and that's how we did it.
Excellent. Well, again, I want to thank you tremendously for taking time out of your busy schedule to, take some time to share with our listeners about how beneficial the home-based business, the network marketing industry has been and continues to be for faith-based organizations, for churches and the like. And again, it's always a pleasure to share some time with you to share this opportunity with other folks. And again, I look forward to working with you in the coming weeks and coming days to further spread this opportunity among everybody on the planet. So again, thank you very much for your time. Okay. Well, folks, just a couple of things in terms of recapping our show for this morning. First off, again, our company, we are at the hub of essential services. In other words, you know, let me just ask a simple question. If there's a way that you can get paid every time you take a hot shower, cook a meal, heat and cool your home, watch TV, surf the internet, look at all, make a phone call, whether it's through your cell phone or landline, you know, bills that you're going to be paying for as long as you live that can never be paid off, like a house note and a car note. If there's a way that you can earn a percentage of those bills that are paid every month, does that sound like something you'd like to learn more about? And, of course, that's an obvious yes question, because who would not want to get paid continuously on services that we have to pay for the rest of our lives? And that's what our company does. We've been in business for 20 years. We have a track record of building all around the world, 4 continents, 23 countries, expanding to 70 countries in a short period of time here. And we have a stellar track record unlike anything else. And so there's more information about finding out about our company on our website, which is jointeamspirit.com. Again, that's jointeamspirit.com. And on that site, again, you'll get some more information. But I want to close, folks, and leave you with something that's kind of like at the foundation of bringing about change in people's lives. And folks, and that's basically having a desire. You know, it all starts with that desire. That's a desire to change. Maybe a desire to be, do, and have more, you know, so that you can give more, you know, but that desire has to be there. And it reminds me of a story about this old man and this old man's dog that were sitting on a porch. And each day as they were sitting on the porch, the dog would be moaning and groaning and whining and howling and wailing along. And a little boy on his way to school would pass by each day and see the old man in his rocking chair and the dog just moaning and groaning. And after days of this, the little boy finally stopped and said, asked the old man, you know, why is it that this dog is just constantly moaning and groaning and wailing and, you know, just making this awful noise? And the old man says, well, it's because the dog is sitting on a nail. The little boy kind of was perplexed there and said, okay, well, why is he sitting on the nail? Why doesn't he get up and do something? And the old man says, it's simply because it doesn't hurt enough for him to change. And so, folks, you know, there's things going on in all our lives that will require us to change. And one of the things that I found in terms of life in this business is that when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change, then you won't make a change. So, again, it's all about making sure that, the pain of staying the same, when that gets greater than the pain of change, that's when you'll make change. And so, folks, change is simply about unleashing the greatness that lies with each and every one of you. And so I'm going to close on this note, folks, and again, just ask you to, again, get more information, be willing to have a desire to change, do more, and have more so that you can pay more and to unleash the greatness that's inside of you and each and every one of us. So on that note, I'm going to give it back to you, Chris, and once again, thank you all of our listening audience for joining us this afternoon. And
Thank you for joining Team Spirit today. To obtain a complimentary CD of The Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki, enter your contact information at the Team Spirit website, www.jointeamspirit.com. Please visit our website as well to receive an invitation to an upcoming event in Baltimore and the D.C. metropolitan area. Again, the website address is www.jointeamspirit.com. Or call or text us with your questions to 980-348-0910. That's 980-348-0910. Remember to listen to us online at this station's website, www.mybaltimorespirit.com. Please spread the word. Join us for lunch again next Thursday, 12:30 p.m. on Spirit 1400. Let's work together toward turning your dreams into reality.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.